This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
As we welcome our guest in, D. Orlando Ledbetter, who, first of all, we miss. We ain't talked to him in a minute and hope that he had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. D. Led, good morning.
Yeah, Greg, thanks for having me. Yeah, had a great Thanksgiving. Great, great. Getting ready to head down to Jacksonville for this game today.
Oh, man. So where do we start with him,
Sam? Well, I want to start, first of all, did the Michigan game mess up your holiday a little bit? I know you're a big Ohio State dude, and you're from Ohio.
No, I'm good. UC Bearcats won. I have a degree from there, so I'm good.
So he's good with that.
Are they going to let Cincinnati in, or are they going to find a way to stonewall them?
No, it's not a let. They earn their way in. So, you know, they're in the Big 12 now. They can get that Power 5 stuff out of here.
There we go.
10 games into this season. For me, it's kind of head-scratching that Arthur Smith, if you heard the sound a minute ago, D-Led, is trying to establish. I would think you'd try to establish an identity in game one, but after game 10, to try to start doing that. We don't know what this the identity of this team is right now, but were you a little surprised that these guys are, it just seems like they just can't get traction this season in a number of different areas?
Yeah, you know, that it goes to the talent, Greg. You know, when you have this up and down play, you're playing good for a little stretch, then you go up against some good teams and get body slammed. It goes directly to your personnel, who's available, who's not available. And, you know, everybody knows it's not a very talented roster right now. So, and the line, they knew the line was a problem before they took the job. So, you know, the fact that they're not blocking very well or not protecting the quarterback very well, you know, should be no surprise to anybody. Defensively, they are putting a little bit better play on the field. And, you know, they got some guys developing on that side of the ball. But, you know, I was expecting this up and down play. And if they somehow evened it out, it would have been a surprise.
You know, D-Led, you said one of the things, at least from my uneducated eyes, but just being a fan, I've been scratching my head about with Matt Ryan for the longest time. If you talk about going into the season knowing there was an issue with the offensive line, wouldn't it be incumbent upon him to make sure that 3 seconds at most, you know, it should be two and a half, but 3 seconds at most, he shouldn't be holding on to that ball and get rid of it. Throw guys open. You can talk about the talent that we got, but at least give them a chance to make some catches instead of sitting back there like a cigar Storini and getting knocked out, it seems, time after time after time.
Well, yeah, Greg, they did that for 8 games, and, you know, they were 4-4. But teams started watching film and jumping them routes. So now they got 8 games of film on it, and he's got to hold it a little longer, and the line can't hold up. So that's my take on that, because you saw him throwing it quick. It was like 1-2 throw, 1-2 throw. And, you know, even on the deep ball to Cordarrelle against the Saints, they put him back 5 yards in the shotgun. He took 2 steps and launched it and was getting hit. So, you know, they know that, you know, they got limited time back there, and they've been able to craft it, you know, early on. But now people are jumping them routes. And he's got to change up the route combinations, you know, to get the people back open again. So that's where they're at. That's why that's not on Matt Ryan. That's on film study and the other teams, you know, doing their homework.
Yeah. Videotape, man. Videotape is an equalizer. And just about in every sport it is. Folks, we're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with D. Orlando Ledbetter. He is social. You can follow him on Twitter at DOrlandoAJC, at DOrlandoAJC. All right, D-Lib, what do you make of this? Do you call this an experiment or whatever they're doing in Jacksonville?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Urban Meyer coming back to coach at the NFL level. And is he looking over his shoulder at some of these jobs that are opening in college football? What do you expect from this crew today, Jacksonville?
Well, you know, they kind of smooth things out, Sam. He's surrounded himself with the coordinators who have NFL experience. And hopefully he's listening to them because he's not playing Purdue every week anymore. Joe Cullen's on the defensive side of the ball. They got Brian Schottenheimer and Daryl Bevel, two offensive coordinators, trying to fit things for Trevor. And, so far that hasn't been working out too well. So they've been looking at some of the RPOs and the stuff he did at Clemson and trying to incorporate that into a pro-style attack. But, you know, with that, you know, Schottenheimer and Bevel have been with Russell Wilson in Seattle. So that's what they're trying to do is kind of have a move quarterback. But with that, comes the hit. So, you know, they got to balance how much RPOs and running stuff they want to do with Trevor without, you know, the hits and so forth. So they're in a bad spot offensively, kind of like the Falcons. Both teams will try to get the ball moving here today. But I don't know if Urban's looking over his shoulder. I know the USC job's out there for some folks. But the college coach to the NFL thing never works. It's just a matter of time before he gets out of there. Nick Saban couldn't even make it in the NFL. So, I mean, I'm going all the way back to Lou Holtz and, in the Jets.
Well, you're skipping Pete Carroll.
I was just going to say, well, Pete Carroll. But, yeah, he cheated, though.
Yeah, but Pete Carroll was a pro coach before he went to Teton College.
Yeah, he did. Yep. And he learned under what you call it? The tuna.
Parcells.
He was under the tuna here. Parcells. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I don't know if you answered this question a minute ago, but I was going to get your thoughts on so far this season. Has Trevor Lawrence ascended? And is Urban Meyer, we can say what you want about him possibly taking a college job, but is he the right guy to coach this dude up long term?
No, because he's never, you know, he had Alex Smith at Utah, so he's had some pro quarterbacks and so forth, but his Ohio State guys never did anything in the pros. So I don't know if he's the right quarterback coach for Trevor. Trevor's he's having a bad first season. He's got nine touchdowns, eight interceptions. You want that to be a 2-to-1 ratio, not 1-to-1. They're trying to run the running back, James Robinson, and throw off of that. It hasn't been working out. He's been devoid of weapons too, Greg. DJ Shark got hurt. Jamal Agnew's out. Travis Etienne was drafted to help him. So, you know, they got to get some weapons around him. One guy can't really win in the NFL. You got to have some weapons around him.
So true, so true. Speaking about weapons for the Falcons, who's going to be back healthy today? Will Cordero Patterson be able to go today? What are you hearing?
Yeah, Cordero's questionable. I know I talked to Coach Friday, and he was very hopeful and optimistic that he would go. They're getting back Jalen Hawkins in the secondary. No new news on Calvin Ridley, wish him the best as he deals with his well-being. So, but getting Cordarrelle Patterson back will help immensely, because then you don't have to try to lean too heavily on the rookie tight end. Quadrell Allison's out, Sam. He had a non-COVID related illness. So, you know, Mike Davis is going to get another shot at the running back spot here.
You know, you guys have, I'm surprised nobody has said this, but maybe this is the end of the line. Titans released.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Adrian Peterson the other day, not too long ago, and you talk about Patterson not being there. Is that worthy of even a conversation at this point, or should Adrian shut it down in your mind, D-Led?
Yeah, he probably needs to shut it down and move on with his life's work, whatever that's going to be. He had a great career. And if the Falcons were interested, they had coaches in Detroit last year that know him. So, if it was a go for him, they would have done it already. So, yeah. Tennessee was, you know, in a bad place after Henry went down. So, you know, it was worth them taking a gamble. But, yeah, it might be time for him to move on and get into what his real life's work is going to be.
So I guess the follow-up to something that you had said earlier. Excuse me. D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg here at Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Excuse me, I had a little something stuck down in there. But we started off by talking about what we saw last week and some overall comments about this team, and Arthur Smith talking about the identity of this team, and then you chiming in talking about, well, it's all about talent. Well, as we sit here right now, Falcon fans wonder, if they're listening to your words, what can they expect out of this team for the rest of the season? If they don't have the talent, they can't find an identity, and it's hard for them because of the tape that people have got on them. What are we looking at for these last X amount of games?
Well, Greg, that's the good news. It's not many good teams in the NFL right now. So, you know, look at the rest of their schedule. All they got is Buffalo and Tampa Bay. But fortunately, you got Tampa Bay next week. You know, you look at the rest of the schedule, you got Jacksonville, Detroit. The Saints are bad. Carolina's no great shake. And I'm missing one of the games. So, you know, they could win 5 of these last 7 games and, you know, be sitting, you know, pretty good at a 9-8. looking like they had a pretty good season during the rebuilding year. So that's the good thing, is that it's not a lot of really good teams out there that they have to play this year. I mean, other than going up to Buffalo week 16, and then next week against the Saints, or against the Bucks, I'm sorry, they might be favored in 5 of these games. So that's what the Falcons fans have to look forward to, is, hey, let's beat these bad teams and, you know, puff our record up, kind of mess up your draft position. But, hey, it's better to build off a winning foundation than a losing foundation.
D-Lo, what do you attribute that to? I mean, some people I've talked to, a lot of people say, oh, what's wrong with the Falcons? I say, well, they got 4 wins. The majority of the league is 5 wins or less. I mean, why is that so this particular season?
Well, you know, Sam, it's you know, the league is built for everybody to go 8-8. If you draft right, you know, do certain things, you get a quarterback, you're gonna be in every game. So, you know, it's the whole free agency era where you can't stockpile the talent. You know, that's why it was such a big deal when Tampa Bay re-signed everybody last year. That was one of the few times teams have been able to reload. So the other teams kind of got to go up and down. And if you start missing in the draft, then you lose your, you know, status as a 500 club. And so some of the teams with good management and good drafting and good scouting, they, you know, have a shot to go to playoffs. The other teams that mess it up, you know, or you know, back in the draft every year like Detroit.
See, guys, we're back about Detroit.
Yeah, see, that's all right. We ain't going to go there. We got to let him go here in just a second. But okay. I do want to ask him, what was that side you really, really were looking forward to this Thanksgiving? What was the side?
Oh, of course, mac and cheese. I've been eating mac and cheese and ham for breakfast every day.
And on that note, we will say, have a safe flight down to Jacksonville.
Yep, yep. We reminded where he was. We were at the airport. Is it time for you to board yet?
Yeah, they're lining up, but I'm in main 3, so I still got time.
All right, man.
All right.
D-Led, get us a win.
First class, people. All right, but first class, Wes Dorman, I'm already in on the plane, so I'm going to go get in line.
All right. Okay. All right.
Ooh, that says something, don't it, though?
Yeah, it does.
D-Led, thank you, man. Yeah, Wes
all
is
right,
at Wes.
Take care, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.